up in the morning with a frog in your throat.
Very nice job putting together our ins and outs for our indoor air quality. Compliments of our engineer, Mike Reich.
Crumbs, lint, hair, pollen, fibers, dust mites, other microscopic critters.
So special.
Mm.
Lisa and Surprise. Well, thank you for the call. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi, guys. I need your help desperately. We have a house that was built in 2007, and for about the past year, almost every week, we have a water leak in our backyard. And I don't know what's going on, so I was going to see if you guys had some clues to help me.
Well, dear, the fact that it's regular every week, it's got to be triggered by something that's being run, monitored by some kind of timing mechanism.
Right. And I do know this much. It's last week we found three. And the hose is just a black flexible hose. It's not in the actual PVC pipe.
Okay.
And that is pretty much all that I know. I'm like, is it a problem with the water pressure, or is it something that just that type of hose is getting dried out and brittle?
Are there signs in your yard of a lot of gopher holes digging?
No, not at all. And these are just little tiny little hairline cracks in the black tubing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to say,
what are you going to say?
Yes? It sounds like, because it should not do this. If it's covered in dirt, it's completely insulated. It sounds like this was laid out in the yard and got sunburned for a year and a half before it ever got trenched and set in your backyard, is what it sounds like.
Y'all weren't there when the irrigation system was installed.
No. Mm-mm, no, sir.
Yeah.
If you're getting hairline cracks like that, I just don't know what else it could be. It's sunburnt and blistered and sat out there for too long.
Sunburn irrigation pipe that got buried that shouldn't have. Lisa, what I can tell you to do at this point, I think, is get in touch with one of the Rosie certified landscaping contractors that service your area of Arizona. That would be Think Green Irrigation, French Accent Landscaping. And have them come out and do an assessment. Have them take a look at it. Have them dig up some of this hose, work it between their fingers, and determine, in fact, whether it is a bad system. The fact that you're leaking that much, it's not unusual for a drip irrigation system to have leaks, because I don't know what it is about that pipe, but the gophers love to chew. I think it's basically just the moisture. I mean, they get to the little pin insert where you've inserted the pin to put the little spaghetti feeder tube on, and that leaks a little bit. So that little water underground rodent comes up to that and says, oh, I'll stop here for a little refreshment, has a little refreshment and starts chewing on the line. And gophers are a horrible enemy to those kind of irrigation systems. I tell you, the next time I do an irrigation system at my house, the entire buried system is going to be in PVC.
Schedule 40 PVC.
And then I will convert to the spaghetti pressure lines, irrigation lines, from that point forward. So that's all I ever have to worry about. Because we fight gophers at my house constantly, and they are a pain in the neck, and they do love chewing on that. All right, where are we going to go next, Bud? We got Kelly in Tucson and John in Sun City, as well as one open line. If any of you have been waiting and only hearing busy signals, it's because we've been completely loaded. But there is one open line right now at 1-888-767-4348.
John's been hold the longest, so we'll go there next. Good morning, sir. How may we help you?
Who?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. John.
Oh, John in Sun City.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rosie. Hey, Romy. Love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I did have a whole house energy audit.
Okay.
Now, I live in a one-bedroom, 900-square-foot condo.
Okay.
Built in 1972.
Okay.
And this was all paid for by APS.
Yes. And the energy audit was paid for by APS.
Correct. Yeah. And they're going to redo all my vents, which, what, is maybe five?
Okay, all right.
And put the sunscreens on all the windows, which is two big ones and two small ones.
I like it so far.
And after the rebate, $750. Wait, I think that's pretty good.
It is very good.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, what are you, a year-round resident, John?
Yes, I am. Yes.
You brave it right through the summer.
No choice.
Okay. And in this condo, what temperature do you like to keep it in the middle of the summer?
Oh, no, 79.
79? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I can tell you that the two things that they've recommended doing, sounds like you had a reasonable home auditor out to your home, because those are both going to be, they're both going to be fairly high payback, quick return on your investment. When I say high return, quick return on investment, I'm talking about, you know, in the next 3 to 5 years, which is reasonable, because in that 3 to 5 years, not only are you going to be saving money, lowering your carbon footprint, but you're going to be having a much better quality of life with fewer hot and cold spots in the house. When we get back, I'm going to talk about all the energy auditors out there that ought to be run out of town.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.